Well, moving away from gifts to perhaps thinking about the sort of things we might eat over Christmas, not just these very tasty mince pies. Christmas is a time where we treat ourselves to special food that we wouldn't necessarily eat all year round. And one of my very favourite things to eat is, I confess, lobster. Definitely just a special occasion treat. And now a British company, Wing of St Maur's, is offering to donate 50 pence to the National Lobster Hatchery for every lobster bought through their website. The lobsters are caught in Cornwall, which is also where the hatchery is based. And the hatchery does some brilliant, important work to help maintain lobster numbers around the Cornish coast. Fishermen bring in females that are brooding eggs to the hatchery, where the eggs are then reared until the little tiny juvenile lobsters grow up to be about 3 months old, and then they're released back into the coastal waters around Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. And I think, Helen, you mentioned that when we were talking about this, that they have to be grown in little individual pots in case they eat each other.
Yeah, that's right. So juvenile lobsters are voraciously carnivorous, and they're basically cannibals, and they will eat each other if they're given the chance. So they raise them in what basically looks like ice cube trays, little white pockets, with one little lobster in each pocket. And it's extraordinary to think that these tiny little larvae are going to grow into these great big lobsters. But fantastic work that they're putting them back in the sea. And presumably, I mean, is this do we know the effect that these releases are having on local populations? Do we know that they're doing better because of the hatchery?
There isn't actually any information on their website about that, but we already know that it's a really tiny proportion of lobster juveniles or larvae that survive to adulthood in the wild because of predation and chance of starvation, not having enough of food. So being able to grow them in the hatchery and then release them when they're at an age where they can fend for themselves and things, that's a really good idea. Actually, the National Lobster Hatchery also has some fantastic gifts on their website. You can buy Santa Claus, which is a little cuddly lobster
Oh
with a Santa hat. I know, fantastic pun there. You can get Christmas cards, and you can even sponsor a lobster and name it after a loved one before it gets released into the sea. I don't know if it then gets caught and eaten, you're then naming a lobster after a loved one, and then it's going to get eaten. I don't know how well that will actually go down. We've got links to both the Wing of St Maur's and the National Lobster Hatchery websites on our site, so do check them out if you're after an unusual oceans-based gift this Christmas.
Yeah, nothing says I love you like a baby lobster, frankly.